This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Over the weekend, my mom sent me a link to a Wall Street Journal story that implicitly detailed how New Orleans has become the murder capital of the United States, and told the stories of resident after resident, business owner after business owner, worker in the city after worker in the city, cop after cop, former cop, one after the other. Tales of people who live in fear every day in the city of New Orleans. People who arm themselves to the teeth because they are afraid to go to work in the city of New Orleans. People who have moved away because of the surging violent crime in the city of New Orleans. People who have quit their jobs as cops because crime is out of control. Murder, armed robbery, shootings, and carjackings at historic levels. And I was like, that's just what we need, is the Wall Street Journal to go into detail of what's happening. But then I thought, maybe that is just what we need. Maybe it needs to be painted so clearly and perfectly to the entire world to get locals to wake up and do what has to be done to solve the problem. But it takes money to solve the problem. And it takes support to solve the problem. And is this going to help more or hurt more? And I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm not blaming anybody or anything. I'm not saying the Wall Street Journal shouldn't have done anything. I'm just saying that the reality is now we have the repercussions of that article. And it's not the only article. And everything that we publish here at WWL on our website at WWL.com is obviously available worldwide. Every word I speak now is available worldwide via our website. And all of the other local media and national media that have covered this as well. Walt Leger is the executive vice president and general counsel for New Orleans & Company, the organization charged with marketing and promoting New Orleans and attracting visitors to New Orleans. Hey, Walt, how you doing?
I'm fine, Dave. Good to be with you. How are you?
I note the hesitancy in your voice, and I apologize for if you feel like you're on a hot seat. You're really not. That's not why I wanted you to join us.
I was about to say we're probably not going to hire you to be our next spokesperson for our industry, but you know, I understand your comments and not to make light of them at all. Recognize the seriousness of it as well.
Yeah, and I could equally as well promote the city of New Orleans as one of the most romantic, exciting, sexy, fun places on the planet. I am a fan of the city of New Orleans. I am a Yankee. Turn damn Yankee, and you know the difference? A Yankee comes to visit, a damn Yankee stays.
Stays. I like that.
I've lived in New Orleans.
We're glad you did.
Yeah, I've lived in New Orleans over a quarter century now. I lived near New Orleans. I've worked in New Orleans over a quarter of a century now, and I've played in New Orleans for over a quarter of a century now. And it is painful to see what's happening in our city from a crime perspective, but it's also joyous to see what's happening in terms of the amazing rebound of people who want to come here, have longed to come back, and who during the pandemic couldn't stand being away from their time visiting and enjoying what New Orleans has to offer. And congratulations to you and to everyone else at New Orleans & Company for helping bring tourists back in droves to levels not seen since 2019, a record year, we should note.
Well, thank you, Dave. But I think you summed it up by saying you've lived near and worked in New Orleans for more than 25 years. The team at New Orleans & Company, we all live and work in the city of New Orleans also. And so this, you know, this issue that we're facing now is not one about the tourism industry. This really is about the people who live and work in the city of New Orleans. And we're at a moment where we have an opportunity to address some challenges that we're facing in the public safety arena, challenges that we've had before, by the way, and challenges that we're not alone in facing now. And we've got to do that because if we focus on doing what's necessary for the residents and for the people who work and live in the city of New Orleans, well, then we will succeed. You referenced that we've had some great success in rebounding, and we have. We've had, you know, excellent visitorship. But this issue we're facing really is about the residents and the people who work in the city of New Orleans on a day-to-day basis, and focusing on taking advantage of this opportunity where there seem to be some really positive things beginning to happen. Relative to the new consultants that are being brought in, relative to a new plan to pay police better, new planning on retention, new planning on proactive policing, a lot of people speaking with one voice for the first time in a long time, and the business community through the NOLA Coalition, the Business Council, and other organizations saying we really need to come together to support these the police officers and to support our public safety community, and to raise money for community organizations that are having success in violence reduction strategies. You know, that's unprecedented in some ways to have that level of collaboration. And that's something that is a positive. It's something that we're sharing with our customers and with people that we talk to around the country about what's starting to happen here that pushes back against the surge that we've seen. And those are the things that I think we need to hold on to and we need to stay focused on, because ultimately taking care of residents, taking care of our neighbors, taking care of people who work in the city on a day-to-day basis, everything else will take care of itself.
Walt, for many years, I have been one to say when there was concern about high-profile crimes occurring in the city of New Orleans, whether it be a shooting on Bourbon Street, the murder of a record number of individuals, whatever the negative headlines were that were going national out of New Orleans, I always noted that rarely did it seem to have a direct and immediate impact on people's decisions to come visit New Orleans, that rarely did one high-profile incident have a real noticeable impact. Well, some people said, oh, this is it. Another shooting on Bourbon Street. We're going to the tank. No one's going to come visit New Orleans, because it didn't, and it wouldn't. And rarely do most people I know, you know, who are taking a trip to Chicago or New York or anywhere else for that matter, go and read the local headlines and check the local crime rate. They go to a city or a place because it's a place where they've always wanted to go, or someone has told them is a great place to go, or they have seen an advertisement or part of an ad campaign or whatever. But when you have a situation like we're in now, where we're recovering still from the pandemic, where the efforts to get businesses to start planning and having conventions again at all, and to bring them to New Orleans, when the Wall Street Journal, in such a detailed format, talks about the challenges facing the city from a violent crime perspective, from a question of leadership perspective, and so many other issues that were brought up in that article, do you feel that it does have a direct impact, if not on the leisure traveler, on those people who are planning conventions?
Well, I mean, look, I think that your point is well taken. People often see a headline and they say things like, oh, that's it, I'm never going there again. Their actions actually speak louder than their words, though, because they tend to come anyway. because you, as you mentioned, we do have a great city with a lot of amazing things to offer, filled with really creative people who create really amazing things, whether it's food or music or art or all of the other great things that we celebrate here. Major events, the NCAA Final Four, and then of course conferences like medical conferences like Cancer Research or Urological or American Diabetes Association. You know, I mean, we're fortunate to be a place that people want to come to have their major events because we execute on those events really well. They have successful events when they're here because of the infrastructure that we've got and the hospitality community that delivers on the promise of what New Orleans is. But they also come for the great culture. I do think this as well, that we live in this time where social media and where headlines are all around us all the time, and we're bombarded by news and from so many different sources. In some ways, I think news moves through a cycle a lot more quickly than it used to. And so potentially we benefit from that, certainly as we implement new strategies, new deployment, new resources, and new ideas about how to combat violent crime. We could very much benefit as we continue to address the challenges before us. I think it enters people's minds. It becomes something that we have to talk to with customers, whether they be customers we're trying to book an event for or whether they be customers that we've already booked an event and their event is now approaching. Public safety is something that we often talk about. A headline like this will cause us to need to talk about it more. But in the past, we have successfully been able to navigate through this because it's not about the headlines. It really is about the it really is ultimately about the experience. And if the city can deliver on that experience, then people will come back and they will have their meetings and they will have their conferences. And, that's just the way that it works. I mean, for example, just yesterday we announced that we were able to bring the Miss Universe pageant to New Orleans in January. That's a major international event that'll put New Orleans on the minds of 165 different nations. And we'll have a delegation of over 100 women and their teams, as well as celebrity judges and other influencers who will be here to experience the incredible things that New Orleans has to offer. And that message will get out. And with a successful event, that will encourage more people to come and have their events and their meetings and their conferences, conventions, and other travel with us here in the city of New Orleans.
Talking with Walt Leger, Vice President of New Orleans and Company. When we come back, I want to talk about that great win of getting the Miss Universe pageant here in New Orleans. And was public safety a concern that the organizers of that pageant raised when they were in discussions of whether or not to bring their event to New Orleans? And talk about, wow, women from all over the world in an international event coming to New Orleans. What opportunities does that give New Orleans and Company and the city to shine and to send a message to others what a great place New Orleans is to come and visit? We'll also talk about the other successes that we're seeing in terms of the leading industry in New Orleans, tourism, with Walt Leger after this on WWL. Filling in for Newell Norman, glad to be here with you and glad that Walt Leger with New Orleans and Company is with us, talking about the exciting news that the Miss Universe pageant is going to be coming to New Orleans in January. Walt, were there conversations with the organizers of the pageant about public safety?
Yeah, certainly. I think whenever we're talking to a customer or a group, there are questions about public safety. And so we walk through with them some of the things that we've done as a company to contribute to public safety, including investing in the additional patrols and the police vehicles in the French Quarter area. Certainly, we talked to them with the convention center about some of the protocols that they've put in place with Harbor Police and other supplemental patrols in that vicinity of the Lanier Park and the area. And so we generally will have conversations about this stuff, and they felt like New Orleans was a compelling enough location to do this event that it made it worth it, and we're fortunate to have them. I think it gives us such a unique opportunity on a global scale to reach 165 countries and 500 million viewers to tell them about New Orleans. And you know, our role is to elevate the city of New Orleans in their mind, and we're working really hard to do that from a tourism standpoint, but also from a general business standpoint, and show them a broader slice of what New Orleans really has to offer. They really work to empower women through this pageant, and we're able to tell some really great stories about that. We have a female leader of our city, the first female mayor of New Orleans. We have in New Orleans East, we're building a rocket that's going to take the first person of color and the first woman to the moon. There are a number of stories that I think celebrate the achievement that women have had across our community. And this gives it a chance to do that. It also allows us to tell stories about the Children's Museum and the World War II Museum and the countless other museums and accommodations, experiences, Audubon Nature Institute, all of these very special things that are sometimes don't always get a chance to get highlighted in these ways. But we're working to do that through this broadcast so that people can see all of the things that New Orleans has to offer.
Yeah, I think we've all seen pageants, and we see when the contestants go out and around throughout the town, they always do features on the city where the pageant's being held. And I've absolutely thought, man, that'd be a great place to visit after seeing some of these features that they do during the pageants. And what an opportunity to show off New Orleans to such a global market at a time when it really would be great to see international tourism surge once again.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we could never have this kind of reach with existing tourism budgets. It's just impossible to reach that many people on this scale without being able to partner with, you know, somebody like this, like the Miss Universe pageant. So in many ways, we see them as a partner, and we're appreciative of them wanting to be in our community to have this special event. It was in Israel the last time it was held. You know, there aren't that many truly global events that you can get on this many people's radar with. And as you referenced, international travel is critical. People who travel internationally stay longer, they spend more money, and they come to New Orleans, but they also get out across the state of Louisiana and support the economy of our neighbors in surrounding parishes and in cities all across the state of Louisiana. So it's the international market's one that we're focused on. This gives us a chance to elevate the message about our amazing city and the offerings that we have, and do it in a way that we just wouldn't otherwise have any access to 500 million people in 165 countries.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing you can ever think of that gets that kind of reach is a Super Bowl. And it is amazing that this is the kind of event. You know, we can only have so many Super Bowls, but this is the kind of thing you could hope to bring back year after year.
Sure. We hope to put on the right kind of event and want them, you know, have them want to be here again. I'll add the other thing that's really interesting and unique about the event now that maybe wasn't the case many years ago is that the contestants are all major social media influencers in their countries. And so being able to utilize Instagram and the other platforms that are out there for them to tell their story of what they're doing in New Orleans to a massive international audience is really astronomical. And, you know, we're
and almost immeasurable.
With, influencers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's hard to even measure. It's hard to even measure that because, you know, we're working with influencers and we bring in journalists and influencers regularly to tell the story of New Orleans in their own words. But having these contestants who are major social media players in their own country, being able to do that all at once it's a major challenge to fully maximize it, but it's one that I know our team is really excited about tackling, and I think it's a very unique opportunity for the city.
Yeah, and you talk about grassroots, having all of these contestants just going out, having fun, enjoying themselves, seeing the sights, and talking about it on their own social media platforms in nation after nation where they are revered and in many cases superstars. That really is a fantastic benefit that the city of New Orleans gets. How are we doing compared to the record year of 2019 and the effort that has been made? So much work has gone into bringing tourism and convention business back to New Orleans.
Yeah, so, you know, 2019 was a spectacular year, and 2022 is actually a very good year. We're on our way towards recovery. And when you take into account that the first couple months of 2022 were really destroyed by the Omicron variant rearing its ugly head, if we had those months functioning as we had predicted they would before that surge in cases, it's hard to know where we would be. I think we'd be clearly outpacing 2019. But, you know, I mean, it helped to kick off with NCAA Final Four, to have Jazz Fest back, to have these major events. But then we had this whole lineup this year of really, really important and significant conferences: American Association of Cancer Research, American Urological, American Diabetes, Society for Human Resource Management, Essence Fest. This kickoff classic was a really great weekend with LSU and Florida State, combined with Decadence weekend. And so now we've got several more good events coming this fall with anesthesiology and hematology, among others. And so it's been very good. It doesn't mean that that we're back, you know, yet. And I think we still have work to do, and we will continue to do that as we build for the future. And our team's working around the clock to book business for 2023, 24, 25, and we're even booking events in the 2030s at this point.
Wow.
So it's a hyper competitive environment out there, and you know, you build these calendars years in advance. Our team is just, they work tirelessly. They obviously love what they do, but they're just a machine when they, you know, they really put the effort in, and they are, you know, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's to make sure that people know this is the place that they want to do their event. And I love working with them because they make me proud every day.
Walt Leger, Executive Vice President and General Counsel for New Orleans & Company, thank you so much for joining us. And I apologize for creating that hesitancy right off the bat in bringing you on to talk about how you deal with some of the negativity that surrounds what is a huge problem for the city of New Orleans. But thank you for your frank and honest answers and input, and letting us know how things are going.
Not at all, Dave. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. Walt Leger here on WWL.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.